2. Men opting out of the workforce. Where has the Protestant work ethic gone these days in the minds of young men? In the first decade of the 21st century, the percentage of American teens and those in their early 20s who participated in the workforce dropped dramatically, and male employment between the ages of 25 and 54 has declined steadily since the late 1960s. Around the world, there are similar trends, which means millions of men are not working. The growing interconnectedness of the world's economies means that modern boom and bust cycles have further and deeper reaching consequences for all nations. The global recession of 2009 was the worst recession since the Second World War, causing male unemployment to double. Half of the 6.5 million U.S. jobs lost since the most recent recession were in manufacturing and construction, and many of those kinds of jobs aren't coming back. Manufacturing industries that de-emphasize manual and technical skills in favor of technological advances, such as the car industry, mean that many developed countries no longer make things, creating an atmosphere of uncertainty for many men. Even having a higher degree is no guarantee of employment. Healthcare, a major female-dominated industry, was relatively insulated. Personal care and home health aides are projected to be the fastest-growing occupations, and women are predicted to fill a large portion of these new jobs. So while this new landscape of opportunities offers a bright future for many young women, it offers a rather grim harvest for bright young men, compared to what would have been available to them only a generation or two ago. But there's more, an entitlement curse. Although the adverse state of the Western economy has contributed to fewer men in the workforce, a highly educated female colleague alerted us to a new phenomenon. Some males now feel a sense of total entitlement simply because they exist as males, and they do not have to do anything to earn that special privilege. Many now seek long-term shelter either with mom and dad or within their marriages or relationships with a live-in partner. A surprising amount of men don't seem to want to work at jobs that will bring in money or even help out with household chores that will keep their living space tidy. One out of six men of prime working age who are not working willingly...